This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That's courtesy of FS1. The Maryland Terps getting a late win.
Take that.
Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, joining us right now, legendary coach from the Maryland Terps, courtesy of our Window Nation guest hotline. She is Brenda Freeze. Good morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning. What a game.
What a game. You know, you girls give me a lot of drama now. You know, I'm getting a little too old for all the drama. I'm getting a little too old for it.
Yeah, we can't be staying up late either.
You and me both, Rob. You and me both.
Now, you got to win some games in regulation. We can't. No more overtime. No, okay.
Hey, you know, overtime is our time.
Yeah. Now, the Big Ten Women's Tournament begins tomorrow. Minnesota, Washington, Rutgers, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa. You have the pleasure of getting the double bye, courtesy of that, a big part of that win also over the weekend. You don't start till Friday. Now, rest is great, but are you concerned with the layoff with the double bye, or is it just something you do what you do?
No, well, we're used to this. This is what you're trying to get, those double byes, so you can extend yourself to play as many days. And, you know, when you're having to play, you know, day three, day four, day five, you know, games in a row, it's really tough. And, you know, fortunately, you know, for us, I mean, just the rest we definitely need. We have a thin bench, although I'm really proud of our bench for just the way they are producing. But every little bit helps. But, you know, we'll be ready to go. If you can't get up for the Big Ten tournament, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, who invited these California teams to the Big Ten? You know, you look up top. I think we talked to you earlier this season and just how good the Big Ten is this year. Like, there are no easy outs. It's difficult to win on the road, obviously. It's kind of reminding me of, it's giving me SEC vibes on the men's side. But can you talk about how difficult this conference has been?
I mean, every single night, it doesn't matter, you know, who you are, where you're ranked. I mean, it's going to be a battle. And I think that's the exciting thing, is it prepares us for now for, you know, March Madness and the Big Ten tournament and NCAAs. I'm really proud of our group. I mean, going 10-1 on the road is not an easy thing to do. This group has really just had such a phenomenal mentality going out into these other arenas and being able to come out on top. But new season now, everybody is, 0-0. And for us, I'm excited about how we finished these last two regular season games at Indiana and against a great team with Ohio State. So now taking all of this momentum into the tournament.
Joining us right now, Brenda Freeze, head coach of the Maryland Terps basketball team. They have a double bye. They begin their quest for a Big Ten tournament title on Friday. Jeremy alluded to it. Brenda, this schedule is crazy of yours. I mean, you're going to Iowa, Wisconsin, and places like that. You're used to that. But you throw in Oregon and Washington. You had to take those trips out there this year. How was the pressure? Or I shouldn't say that. How was the travel? Did it put extra physical restraints on your kids? Was it a little bit tougher now with the extra travel?
Luckily for us, we only do one swing, and we were the only team in league to go out on those West Coast swing and be able to get a sweep with Oregon and Washington. But really, I think probably where it impacted us the most was when we came back. I mean, I think there was a lot of fatigue we had, and probably one of our toughest losses of the season when we came back after to play against Nebraska. And, it's just, I think at that point is when I recognized when it kind of caught up with us. But, I mean, I don't think anyone, has any of a tougher schedule when you talk about those four West Coast teams. I mean, they had to do that four times this season. So I think that's where you're talking about, the grind is real and the schedule. We only had to do it once, so I'm not complaining.
And a lot of people worry about or concern themselves about the academics a part of that. And I think what they fail to realize is these kids can go right to class online. You don't have to physically be in class anymore. It's a lot different from when we went to college.
It really is. And we're fortunate with the way the conferences now are being laid out. I mean, we travel our own academic advisor. She's on all those trips with us. Okay. And the professors are, very cooperative. And you're right. I mean, the fact that you can, record the lectures and, you have them by Zoom. So, you're able to access tutors. I know we're going to Indy and some of our players are using tutors, via Zoom. So we are really fortunate with today's technology to be able to kind of stay on top of our academics, which is so important.
What do you mean when we went to college? I went for a quarter. Somebody should have told me they were doing semesters. So that was my deal with it. But again, like the way that we're talking about it and how much basketball's changed, and I don't want to get into everything with NIL money, the fact that kids can transfer now, the fifth year transfers that go on, and oh, by the way, the conference is just getting larger and larger. How do you feel like you've adapted to all this?
You adapt or you get left behind. So I think we've done a tremendous job. I mean, you see Sarah Tibiasu hits the game winner, and she was the A-10 player of the year last year. We were able to secure her out of the portal. So, we were able to go after six transfers last year. So this is the new normal, and our staff has done a phenomenal job just finding the right pieces. You still want to have the right players, protect your culture. I mean, we're very intentional about that. And that's, for us, we're just going to always continue to be who we are. But we definitely have been able to adapt through all of it.
So join us right now, Brenda Freeze, head coach, Maryland Terps. Coach, you had some adversity, that Murderers Row schedule, Texas at Ohio State, and then UCLA. Team lost three in a row, but you finished out strong, winners of six out of your last seven, including avenging that loss against Ohio State, this time at home. You got to like the momentum your team has going into the postseason.
I do. We fought through a lot of adversity at that time. Bree McDaniel, one of our top two scorers and starters, went down with an ACL at that time, and so did Shai Sellers. Mm-hmm. We were missing her the first time around with Ohio State and got hurt during that Texas game. So just to see them bounce back and the resiliency, we're down another starter right now with Sailor Poffenberger. And I think the biggest thing they've learned is they can't feel sorry for themselves. And that's where I'm really proud of our bench. They've really stepped up and have filled, they've just come ready to play and have been prepared. So, love the momentum and just feel like we're peaking at the right time.
Hey, Brenda, we talk a lot about it on the men's side too, where the starters are playing a ton of minutes, but you look at the bench and how important it is. Is it something at the beginning of the season where it's like you want to get as many kids in the game in case you run into a situation with the injuries or whatever it may be, a sickness, anything that could happen during the season?
Yeah, I think, as the season unfolds, you're always kind of trying to figure out that rotation within your team, and you're trying to get them in elite level shape so they can play a lot of minutes, and then you're definitely trying to extend that depth, because now when you come to the Big Ten tournament, I mean, this is where it matters the most is you'll see, teams that get into foul trouble. I mean, against Ohio State, both teams had a lot of players in foul trouble and lost key players. So, the bench was critical to our success.
There she is, Brenda Fries. Brenda, good luck to you in the,
all the best.
Big Ten tournament and in the NCAA tournament as well.
Are you going to tell her? It's what we always said. We're with you, win or tie.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
I love it. Go Terps.
Go Terps. There you go. The wonderful, the amazing Brenda Fries, man. Take her for granted.
Take her for granted. It's funny because, like, you know, how much women's basketball has grown. People talk about, remember when like lacrosse is the fastest growing sport. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm not knocking that or anything. MLS, yeah, soccer's going to take. That hasn't even, I mean, nobody cares about the MLS here. But women's basketball is growing more and more. Like, hearing people talk about it and it actually happening is one thing where, I mean, like, even just sitting at home, and I know she might be the best player in college basketball. I mean, USC's killing it, but watching Juju do a State Farm commercial.
Oh, my. Juju is amazing.
So now you've got all
that these. Sophomore class, though. I mean, yeah. They're going to look up in 2 years. They're going to be running things.
Bucher?
Oh.
I love Paige that girl.
My gosh, man. She's one of my favorite basketball players, and she's the real deal.
That was a play on the Bueller.
Yeah,
that's why I said Bueller. Anyway.
I know.
All right.
I get it. 410-583-1057 is enough. See, I get it, Jeremy. You don't explain to me, man.
Yeah.
World of Stupid at 8:30. We're on the side. We're talking men's college basketball. The men, the Terps, moving on up like the Jeffersons in the top 25. Hopefully also to get themselves a nice NCAA
deluxe spot in the top 25.
That's right. Or as my friend Nicole says, we're moving on up. Duty time. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That woman sang it wrong.
Duty time.
It's duty time. Duty time. Come on now. This right, Joe. You playing the bootleg version of the song. The best version of this was right down where the rap starts.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Did you ever hear the guy sing the Golden Girls theme? Oh, my God. If you had Google, I mean, I don't know what you have to look up, but Golden Girls theme, maybe it's remix. This dude makes, that theme song was amazing, and he makes it 1,000 times better. I swear you'll be smiling. I'm going to find it and send it to you. It's great.
I want to hear that. All right, college hoops, moving on up.
It's duty time, guys. It's Let's get time. It done.
You don't but die for that, right? I'm going to die. You just enjoy the show today because I will not be around tomorrow. Maryland Terps move up 3 spots. They were 16th last week. They're 13th now. They've been in the top 25 for quite some time, Jeremy.
Yes. And seeing how high, depending on what happens, this Michigan game's huge because we're talking about a team that could end up having, you know, a possible 3 seed. I mean, I don't know that they can get as high as 2, but.
Who, Terps?
Yeah.
You can see them doing 3 seed?
Yeah. I mean, they're 13 right now. What happens if you, this team is very capable of winning the Big Ten tournament. They are. They're when you look at the Big Ten, I mean, Michigan State, they match up well with them.
I don't want to set myself up to get
hurt. Well, I got you, man. But, I don't care where they finish. The one thing I don't want is what Chris Nockey said. Be a 5 seed and go up north and face Yale. Who the hell set this up? Yale is good. And then you're going to face them in their backyard. I think they're more than likely they end up as a 4 seed, possibly 5. But the potential is there for them to get even higher. And I was telling you as we were watching Derek Queen, just so smooth around the basket, finishing with both hands. He's long, so he gets these great angles to hit the backboard to where he can protect himself and finish. Juju probably would have been player of the game for me in the last game, and he ain't even make anything. No. If he fell out of a boat, he wouldn't hit water in that game. And again, he was the player of the game for what he did defensively and all those rebounds, man. Even some of the rebounds he didn't get, watch his actions when the ball goes up in the air and what he's doing. It's impressive, man.
Yeah, I agree. This Maryland team is really good. Man, if they got a 3 seed, that'd be sick.
Well, if you get
are you starting to see maybe now the coach that you thought Kevin Willett would be?
Yeah. Because,
he's got his guys now. It's hard not coaching your guys.
The Penn State game showed me a lot in the second half. And even, I'd say, the Michigan State game. There's nothing you can do in that moment. You would have rather your team hit some shots early. Mm-hmm. The next what is it, four games, get Rodney Rice right, or at least try to figure it out, get him some open looks, get him some stuff in transition. He just needs to see the ball go through the hole a couple of times, and I think it can change everything. Because, you know, when we think about it, a lot of stuff in sports is muscle memory, but I think the mental is what gets you more than anything. Like, what did we say the other day? You're missing shots. What do you need to do? Get to the free throw, see the ball go, you know, get to the cup. If you finish at the cup, great. But if you get fouled, go to the free throw line, get in your rhythm.
See the ball go in.
And just get back into it. And I think that's what he needs to do. But the only thing that could hurt the Terps here moving forward, obviously matchup. Now, you could get a bad matchup and a team that just matches up well with you. But foul trouble has to be a concern because you don't have the depth. And I think ultimately that's what could bite them in the rear end in the postseason. But I think this team has enough talent to make a long run.
410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy, when I see Bill Self, I see a guy who's tired.
Mm-hmm.
This might be it for Self. He looks tired.
I don't know that he wants to play that game anymore.
I don't think so either.
Like, the transfer portal.
He's only 62, so yeah. He's not old. He's only 62.
But you love him.
I love Bill Self, but here's the problem. And I experienced this on the high school level. When you can play a game that others can't play and it gives you privilege, everything's fine. The world's great. When others are offered that same opportunity and create their own privilege, then the former privilege cry foul and they don't want to play that game anymore. It's all great when you're on top.
Yeah.
But when you even out the game, those who are ahead, Nick Saban,
well,
they don't want to play that game anymore. I don't know if Bill Self wants it. That's why. See, Tom Izzo's not going to play that game either way, because Tom Izzo never played that game.
By the way, BYU got the best player in the country to go there.
Yeah,
like it's not where these teams would come in with the most talent, and if the coaches were good, not great, you're probably winning that game. And I think Bill Self can be great, but now, like, you're Texas Tech and Colorado and BYU are getting similar type players that you're getting.
Yes.
I mean, you overpaid for Hunter Dickinson, who had a big game last night.
He's the slowest dude. Dude, the guy got the rebound. Keep in mind, Hunter Dickinson was at the top of his three-point line. The guard got the rebound at the foul line. Before they got the half court, the guard was 2.5 steps ahead of Hunter. I'm like, dude, are you that slow? That's not going to cut it in the NBA, man.
Yeah, and again, like, you start looking at those things, and I look at this Kansas team, and I think I played high school basketball against DeJuan Harris Jr. How long's he been there, man? Like, every year, I'm like, he get another year? What the hell? What is he, in medical school at Kansas? Like,
just, and right now, they're out of the top 25, and life is not good for them.
They've played Houston well in both games, and I talked about this last night because I was on Houston, but Kansas was in that game all the way up until the end. But I just, where are they? Can they play any of the tournament games at home? No.
Kansas?
They're in trouble. Yeah. That's definitely a one you can circle, upset alert, but I think a lot of people are going to try to do that. And they might be a team, watch, they'll be that dumbass team that makes a run to the Sweet 16 and everything breaks right for them. But, yeah, man, it's just crazy to watch them. Like, they've lost to Houston. They lost to Texas Tech. They got annihilated by BYU. It's 91-57?
Yeah.
Well, what happened there? Like,
showed up. They didn't get off the bus. Mm. Steve Molesky joins us at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss that. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, get stupid.
Yeah, we're going to talk about revenge gone wrong. What happens when you go to get even with an ex-boyfriend and you show up in Austin, Massachusetts? I'll tell you what happened there. And we're going to talk about there's somebody new that's out that doesn't like Trump. And I think all the people that don't like Trump are saying, you ain't talking with us. It's a name that you'll remember, and I'll tell you exactly what she did. And lastly, this is one of my favorite stories today. There's an artist who goes by the name Pie Girl. I'll tell you what she does, and I might sign up for it. That's coming up in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Bear.
All right, we're going to start off with this because, you know, I miss the day and age of TV show themes being a thing. Because yeah. Now it's just a lot of instrumental.
Yep.
Unless it's the Game of Thrones, wiener, 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 wiener. No, sorry. But we talked about it last segment. You might as well play it, Joe. You got a little bit of that Golden Girls remix?
Thank you for being brave.
Oh, yeah.
Traveled down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my part right here. Ooh, oh,
oh.
Thank you for being my bride. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
How great is that? Oh, you ever, let's just get in the world of stupid because that's awesome, man. You ever had a situation where, like, you're on one side and then somebody in the room stands up? Is there, no. You don't get to be with me. You're not speaking with me, for me, or near me.
That's most of the time.
And again, I don't care if you're a Trump supporter, Trump hater, or whatever, but Casey Anthony is in the news. You might remember that name because Casey Anthony was once charged with first-degree murder of her 2-year-old daughter. She was acquitted, but it was a really weird situation where she was out clubbing and dancing when her daughter was missing and hadn't reported her missing for over a month.
Yeah.
So, like, something went on there, or she's just an idiot, which I think all those things can happen. But she's come out now. By the way, she's gay now, if you didn't know. She said, this is first of probably many recordings on a series I'm starting. The so-called Tot Mom said in a TikTok video. Casey Anthony had said, for those who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. Gives her parents' name. This is not about them. This is in response to anything that they've said or done. The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself. My name is... Oh, sorry. As a proponent for the LGBT community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to a curse that it has been since 2008. So she's speaking up against Trump. And I think for anyone that was speaking up against Trump, they don't want you. You're not, they don't want you at the party speaking, Casey. You're a terrible person. There's nothing you can say to make anything right. So even if you were speaking for the other side and you were for Trump, I think people go, shut up. Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. Don't say anything else. You know, this is not the person you want on your side. I remember when... Who did OJ side with and he was saying something and somebody's like, no, don't do that. Keep that to yourself. we don't need that. All right. This next story, I was joking about kind of like the movie Road Trip. We were talking about it. If you hadn't seen it, that's it's a funny ass movie. But basically, a guy makes a sex tape with a girl.
Yeah.
And his friend he mails it to his girlfriend in Austin, Texas. But when the girl finds out that he has a girlfriend, she wants to go rat him out. And she asked Tom Green where he was. And he said, Austin, Massachusetts.
Which there is. Yeah. A place.
So she went there. There's a college there. And of course, the wrong guy ended up getting accused of cheating. And his girlfriend not only destroyed his car, but beat the ever loving crap out of him in the movie. Well, you might say, well, what does that have to do with anything?
A lot.
A Florida woman accused of spray painting hateful messages, including devil on a car she thought belonged to her ex-boyfriend.
But
as part of a deranged plot to settle a debt worth less than $1,000. Evelina Fabianski, 18, tried to get back at her past love when she and her 16-year-old friend mistakenly egged, spray painted a neighbor's car in Deltona, Florida, according to the sheriff's office. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
That's 8-year-olds, dude. Same thing happened in The Big Lebowski when they're destroying that guy's car. Remember, he comes out, what are you doing? This is what happens when you... I can't finish that. Anyway, but stories like this, we see... Have you ever had an incident like that where you went after the wrong person on bad information? Maybe not destroying someone's car. I don't know that anything comes to mind for me, but I'm sure there's been an incident where you heard something and you approach somebody. It's like, hey, man, did you say this? And they're like, no. Well, so-and-so told me you did. Well, I ain't say it. What do you want me to do?
One of my partners, we were doing warrants early in the morning. You do warrants like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because people are home and they're asleep and the resistance are low. So he called me for backup and I got there and we're in there and he's like, I know he's here. Look, don't, you know, let's make it easy on everybody and tell me he's here. And I'm looking around, right? The guy on the warrant is black male. These are all Hispanic people. I mean, I said, did you say the name? He said, yeah, I said the name. I said, ma'am, because there was an English barrier there. I said, are you familiar with that name? She, no. I went back outside, looked there. I said, dude, it's the wrong address. It's next door. And he was still home.
Oh,
so
man.
That's the closest I had to that.
Yeah, see, again, miscommunication or hearing the wrong things and going after the wrong person. But let's get to this story. By the way, I did want to bring this up real quick before I get to the last story. I saw people were giving Adrian Brody grief for a 6-minute acceptance speech, and there were people mad at him that he tossed his gum to his wife. Like, shut up. Get over yourself.
Nah, wrap it up, B.
Yeah. No, hold on. I get saying,
6 minutes is too long.
No, it's at that ceremony, how many actual awards are they giving out during the show? Because they give out a bunch. Because God forbid we find out what best foreign film won or best short.
Hey, come on now.
But all the crap that they do, and then you're mad at a guy for giving a 6-minute speech, you want an Oscar. Let those SOBs talk as long as they want.
No, and we don't want that.
Yes. Get rid of some of the other pomp and circumstance BS that goes on. You're on there for almost 4 hours. I just already increased it by another hour. It's 5 hours when you're doing the Oscars. It's fine to let this guy talk. Anyway, but somebody did say Adrian Brody has one of the best or the most interesting careers ever. Won an Oscar 20 years ago. Then puts out a ton of movies that went straight to DVD and then wins another Oscar. Congratulations, Adrian Brody. Last story.
What did he win an Oscar for 20 years ago?
The Pianist or Pianist?
Okay, The Pianist. Yeah.
The Pianist. I want to make sure I said pianist so people know what I'm saying.
He won an Oscar for what? The Brutalist?
Yeah. So anything with Ist.
Yeah.
Just do more Ist movies, Adrian. Come on. All right, let's get to this last story. We got to talk about my Pie Girl. There's an artist who goes by the name Pie Girl. Any idea what she does, Rob?
She bakes pies.
Well, she does. She gets a lot of pies together. She makes hundreds of dollars for chaining up men and smashing them in the face with pies. Like,
why does anybody want her to do that to them?
I don't know. It sounds kind of fun. What's it cost? Well, she said that there's this. So she talks about it. The Pie Girl. Some guy wrote she slammed me with a massive variety of cream. Jesus, she slammed me with a massive variety of cream pies. Straight up. It all begins with imagination. This is where creative ideas are born. Your own private domain. It's all yours. Here, given to you for your own personal exploration. She said, I didn't know the reason for years. Mostly, I thought I was insane. I figured my creator was playing a cruel joke, but I stayed loyal to him. And she gets into something that Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said, I had no real joy in my life. At least my imaginary pie girl brought me true pleasure. And what she does is, she gets all these pies. Here, let me see if I can turn the video on for you. You can find it. She's on Instagram. So here's Pie Girl. She's got a guy tied up. Here, Rob, you see it? She's, she's not naked or anything. And maybe she does. I don't know. But guys get tied up and get pied in the face. Is it weird when you see some, like, you'll see something out there and like, who's paying her for that? Like
I don't understand. People get bored, man. And they just do weird things. That's why, if you notice, rich guys do the craziest things. They get bored.
What did you see? Dank DeMoss, you know who that is? Dank DeMoss, the big rapper, yes, the heavyset girl. Yes. She's making a ton of money on OnlyFans. And I said,
on what?
Taking her clothes off and being in like bikinis and stuff. You know there's guys that are into big girls. I just didn't know there were that many. Because the video I saw, I went, ooh. Is that the front or the back? I don't know. I'm not sure. But it was like she's making a ton of money on there. So, and you got guys that are, forgive me for this, because we've done these stories, buying urine, buying farts in a jar, buying toenails. This stuff goes on. There's some creepy ass people out there. That's why the porn industry is one of the biggest industries, period.
One of?
It might be the biggest industry in the world. For all I know. NFL ain't got anything. On OnlyFans.
No.
Still bringing in more money.
Not at all.
I don't know. I might want to get pied by this girl. It looks interesting. You ever get cream pied by a girl?
No.
Okay. Just checking. All right. That's your World of Stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Steve Alessi joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, with the Masson dispute settled, what's next for the Orioles? Can we see the All-Star game return? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Good selection, Joe. Steve Alessi joins us at 9 o'clock. But right now, the Masson dispute has been settled. The Washington Nationals will be on Masson for 2025. Then after that, will be free to pursue their own deal. The dispute is gone. What does that mean for the Orioles? And we're all speculating that maybe with all of this Masson dispute has been the reason why Major League Baseball hasn't given Baltimore an All-Star game. Do you agree with that conspiracy, Jeremy?
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's definitely the reason why, they can't give you when you start looking at all the stadiums that they've been to and seeing that they've gone to some twice, you go, why doesn't it make sense to have it here in Baltimore? Like when you think about the best stadiums in baseball, and I understand when you build a new stadium, you want to showcase said stadium.
Yeah.
So they're going to get the All-Star game and Home Run Derby fairly early, but they
older stadiums have had it since then.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it bounce around from, you look at some of the ballparks that you'd say, well, that's kind of a dump, or like maybe they need to, revamp some stuff around it. And then you have this beautiful stadium that three of the most beautiful stadiums in all of baseball have been modeled after. Why wouldn't it be here? So there has to be some sort of, I don't want to say collusion, but something there to this whole story in the report.
There's no vote as to where the All-Star game is going to be. The baseball just decides.
Yeah.
So,
and we know how many years ahead? Is it like three? Or do they have it mapped out even further?
I think
it's
3 years ahead. I would love to get an All-Star game here. As far as speculation on what the deal is, the settlement is, I don't know. And I don't. People don't believe that. Oh, you work for Masson, you can't talk about it. No, I don't work for Masson. I don't know. I don't know what the settlement is. I mean, it's not, that's above my pay grade. Those are things that are. You guys been to court before, or some of you have, and settlements aren't talked about. You know, usually you don't do that. You know, you work out an agreement in the court, and you move on, and people around you will find out what it is as time goes on. We'll all find out what this is as time goes on. I know a lot of Washington Nationals people are glad that they are away from Masson now for whatever reason. You know, they kind of do their own thing. But keep in mind, the Nats will be free to explore their own deal. 100% that they'll leave Masson.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I do think that they end up a monument, though. Because, like, I mean, when you have this television network and you're building everything around it, and then, like, you see the Wizards games are there, Caps games or whatever. I think it just makes perfect sense.
Leonsis owns those teams, and he tried to buy the Nats a couple of years ago and failed. Why not?
Do you think they would want to come back to and like still have a Masson too, or like I don't know. Like I never understood why one wasn't one and one wasn't the other. It's like, hey, this one's on Masson one and this one's on two today. Like what's the point? One starts early, so you put it on one. It would have been so much easier had they done it that way. But like. Do they want to come back to this or do they want to find their new partner? Because in this day and age in Major League Baseball, you have to have a television deal.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
You're not making money without it.
Yeah. I mean, where do you think, like, the Yankees and Dodgers in that large-ass television market, how much Yes Network was bringing in for them?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And even on the flip side with the Mets.
Oh, my gosh. That's part of the payroll.
Okay, Busta.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
No, but again, like you look at those things and saying, remember, we would hear about suites and things like that and how teams that had more luxury suites can make money off of that. And that goes into some of the profit sharing, whether you want to talk about football or baseball. But when we talk about the NBA, like the NBA is a white collar sport. Why? Because they make those money off of the suites that they have so much of them. And the tickets aren't cheap to go to. It's just like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is... It's not a game for fans. That's where all the rich people go to watch it. Every once in a while, some people will scrape together or you got enough money to buy a ticket and you're saying, hey, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to go there and see it. Watch the crowd. It's not the same.
I have a family of four. Two of us can go. Who's going? Me and who else?
Yeah.
By the way, the 2027 All-Star Game has not been announced yet.
Okay.
This year is Atlanta, right, Joe? This year, 2025. What's next year?
Philadelphia.
Remember, it used to be American League, National League, American League, not anymore.
That's cool. Philadelphia's got a great stadium modeled after Camden Yards. PNC Bank, Pittsburgh, great stadium modeled after Camden Yards. And you can even go out and talk about some of the similarities to San Francisco at Oracle. But Atlanta, how long ago did they get their new stadium? Was it a few years ago?
Yeah, just a few years ago.
Because I've always talked about the jet streams that they have there. So, I mean, I don't mind saying this. I always talk about it in the Daily Line. Atlanta is a very interesting stadium there. When it rains and it's warm, the ball just carries. And you'll see these crazy-ass games where it's 11-8 in that stadium because of that jet stream that goes out the right specifically.
410-583-1057. That's the number. 2017. Truist Park opened up in 2017.
Is this the first time they went there, or have they been there twice now?
It was supposed to be there, and they took it away from them.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they do?
It was because they had, I think it was the voter registration rights or something.
Okay.
And they moved it to Coors Field. That was 2021.
Yeah. And by the way, Coors Field's, when you think about the home run derby being there, it's crazy. You don't know what's going to happen in the All-Star game at Coors. You're going to have top-notch pitchers coming in and just throwing heat. But still, the ball carries the same way as it does, and it's a big field. That's the more important thing.
For All-Star game, I don't mind that at all. I'm not pitching in there as a regular season. I'm not excited there.
If you were a pitcher, would you ever, like, they'd have to offer you so much money to go there. That's why they have to draft all their guys. I'd never want to pitch there.
No, I'm not going there. Mike Hamilton was the last free agent.
Hampton.
I remember going to Hampton.
Yeah.
You got something for us?
Yeah, there's a bunch of texts here that are saying that now they don't have to deal with this, Masson needs to get their app together.
Oh, get your app together. I like that.
And I mean, now you got teams that can just, you can pay directly to the team to watch.
But isn't that in the process? Like Masson was talking about?
It's been a few years.
Okay. No, but I just read something about it happening soon, right? Like they're tweaking some things.
I mean, like, do you remember that episode of The Office where they go like, oh, we're going to get the website up.
Yeah.
What? And then it's like, ready Christmas 2003. That's the people are trying to be like, yeah, if you go to the page, it says like streaming coming soon. And it hasn't happened.
410-583-1057. That's the number. When you think of Travis Hunter, do you think of Shohei Ohtani?
Hmm. That's an interesting question.
I'm just asking that. We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, more Orioles baseball with Steve Molesky up next on The Fan.